Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
We have decided, the votes are in, and out of the top three stories of the day, the votes are in. Your options were chimpanzees celebrate wedding after arranged marriage, man attacks Elmo, Elmo comes out victorious, or Australians on trail of whale rider. The overwhelming winner, with one more vote than the others, is chimpanzees celebrate wedding after arranged marriage. Everybody likes a story about a chimp.
Obviously. Harry. Everyone likes a story about an animal, don't they, really?
Harry, can you describe to the listeners that photo you're looking at of the chimps in question?
I think it's probably one of the cutest things I've ever seen.
It's extraordinary, isn't
it? Yeah, it's so, so beautiful. They're basically chimps dressed up on their wedding day, and they look right cute.
What I like about it is that they're not where... No one's put them in a little suit and a little bridal gown. They've put them in, like, really weird primary-coloured jumpers.
I like the chimp on the right. He's got a green cardigan on and a cravat.
He's got a checkered cravat
on. He looks
on.
Quite hip, actually. I think you can wear stuff like that in places like Shoreditch now.
He probably lives in North East London.
Yeah, probably in Nutter.
I'll probably bump into him today when I'm on my
way. Yeah, I've so got a flat just outside of Hoxton.
Oh my God, I went to a rave the other day and there was this chimp there in a green cardigan.
Yeah, you know, like, techno. Tech never!
Anyway, a pair of chimpanzees have been married in a ceremony at a zoo in China. Chimpanzee Yang Yang on the right. He's
Don't
the boy.
Try and say his bride's name.
And his bride, Wang Xing, get married.
It's not spelt like that.
I know it's not.
It's spelt like something else.
It's spelt like something naughty. The happy groom for the day was 4-year-old Yang Yang. That's too young to get married. Who it turns out is a bit of a toy boy in chimpanzee years at least. As his blushing bride, Wang Xing, is 6 years old. Admittedly, we don't actually know if she was blushing. We're not entirely sure how you'd tell if a chimpanzee was blushing. Stop going on about if it was blushing or not.
Yeah.
Do chimpanzees actually blush? Google isn't much of a help on this one. Oh, God, the journalist, he was really struggling to get the words in, wasn't he?
Well, it's obviously somebody's gone, oh, yeah, I got big news for today. You got a report on this. And he's like, what?
Just be like, there's been a really important wedding in China. Oh, what is it? Is it the Communist Party's changed the rules on wedding, or maybe on having one more child per... No, a couple of chimps got married. So
okay, and they've probably gone, basically, we've got a really cute picture, so just write whatever you want. The picture alone should probably see us through.
Yeah, well worth your first in English from Oxford, wasn't it?
Yeah,
mate?
Decent.
Anyway, the marriage was actually an arranged one. Oh, so they don't even love each other. What? We'll find out. Yang Yang.
They might love each other by now.
Yang Yang, who was born in Guinea, I bet she was delighted to move to China from her natural habitat in Guinea, moved to the wildlife park in Hefei in eastern China's Anhui province after he was selected as being Wang Xing's future hubby in 2009.
Why do they want to get them married?
Also, he's relaxing in the rainforest in Guinea and someone takes him to a zoo in China to marry a chimp he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
It wasn't a traditional white wedding. The bride wore a pink top and fetching multicoloured hat, while the groom was resplendent in a green, blue and yellow jumper and a rakish kerchief. What a lovely phrase.
That is nice, isn't it? Both, lovely turn of phrase.
I'd love to sport a rakish kerchief.
Yeah.
Both also sported gigantic red ribbons of dubious practicality. He's worried about how they're going to affect the ceremony. The wedding was described as symbolic, although we're not entirely sure what it was symbolic of, other than the zoo's desire for the chimps to get on... For chimps to get it on good style. That's an odd sentence.
Which we're wholeheartedly in favour of.
This bloke's a bit of a legend, isn't he?
Why is this animal pervert writing this article?
So, yeah, so that's the story of Yang Yang and Wang Xing. I mean, it's an arranged marriage, but who knows? They may end up loving each other, Harry.
They might. I hope they do.
I mean, they're both a long way from home. I think Wang Xing might
It begs the question, can chimps love?
Yeah, I think they can.
I suppose they're... Yeah.
You've had girlfriends, haven't you? So,
that's enough. A minute.
They're all nice to each other, aren't they? So, I mean, we're happy for them, aren't we?
I'm very happy for these lovely chimps to have got married.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes
FM. That's right, this is The Breakfast Show with me, Joe Forrester, Harry Seal. Hello, Harry.
Hi, Joe.
You just had Agnes release me after your national news and your weather and travel. We've been joined in the studio by Gabriella Rigo, singer, songwriter, musician extraordinaire. Good morning, Gabriella.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, we're very good.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
You're a singer-songwriter. Can you tell us a little bit about what your music's all about, really?
Well, I try to write from, like, either personal experience or things that I've heard from either my friends or my family and that. Yeah, sort of like writing sort of not necessarily love songs, but things that are sort of close to the heart, if you like to say it like that.
Fair enough. Yeah, we've been listening to a couple of your songs. Me and Harry were moved.
Yeah, we were listening this morning. We were touched, weren't we? I like that. Do you kind of put a lot of emphasis on the lyrics? Because we were talking yesterday about kind of a lot of songs coming out at the moment. It's just sort of like girls, clothes, cars, rhythms. And we were kind of saying that that's sort of lacking something, we thought. And we're quite fond of music that kind of means something.
Yeah, I like to write about things that mean something to me.
Yeah.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
And you're a local girl, aren't you? Born in Hillingdon Hospital.
I was indeed, yeah.
That's a weird fact. You're a local girl born in Hillingdon Hospital.
That makes you local.
Not that I was lurking around there or nothing back in, I don't know, circa 1992.
I wasn't there as a toddler.
Well, you're not. How do you know then?
Doing admin. No. Also, you...
That's weird, though, isn't it? Not say you're from Hillingdon or you're from such and such a place. You were born in Hillingdon Hospital.
Yeah, but Harry, you make notes about a guest, don't you? And then you go through them. That's how you interview someone, isn't
it?
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
Harry, you thought I gave a weird fact before.
Well, what's this weird fact?
Why is your car called Hilda?
Do you know what? I don't even know. I just thought
you're
was such a
creep.
Cool
are you
name.
Some kind of stalker?
No, you know.
See, the thing is, I make Joe look weirder than he is because I know all this stuff as well.
This is what you do
because
notes.
I've obviously read the brief too.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
Well, I mean, I think, Harry, we can agree Gabrielle's going to be a big success.
Most certainly.
Wish her,
thanks.
Wish her all the luck in the world at the open mic competition, don't we?
We do, we certainly do.
If people want to find out more about you, what do they need to do?
They need to go on Facebook, so I've got a bit of a fan page on there. It's facebook.com/Gabby.Rego, R-E-G-O.
Okay, yeah, and join Gabriella's fan page now. We're going to listen to one of your songs. It's called Life Goes On. Have a listen. Me and Harry were listening earlier in the office, weren't we?
We thoroughly enjoyed it, yeah. We listened out there on that little computer just out there.
Shared a pair of headphones.
Yeah, we did share them. And an ear each.
I feel we've grown closer because of it.
We have. We're now in love and we may kiss on the mouth after the show.
Yeah. So this is Gabriella Rego, Life Goes On.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8
Hayes FM. The bird said, run, run, or the cat will get you, when it spotted police officers, tipping off the gang who fled their Barranquilla warehouse containing £100,000 worth of cocaine. Parrots like to talk and we're good listeners, said one officer. Police hope that the bird will reveal details such as names, phone numbers, or any other personal information that he may have picked up. Also, something that's not here that I do know about this story because I've heard about it before. This parrot was arrested. He was arrested like a
person.
They
put cuffs on him.
Also, they're treating him like he's a member of a gang. He's a trained animal.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like if you get one of those horrible zoos where, like, you have a dancing bear, the bear's not living with the circus master.
True.
They're not on the same pay scale, are they?
No.
But yeah, this little parrot, basically.
So he got arrested, proper arrested.
Yeah, I mean...
They put handcuffs on him.
What? Little cuffs on his wings.
Yeah, like, oh, I can't move my wings. I was going to blow what you can't. That's why I put the cuffs on you, idiot.
Yeah, to prevent flight.
What's his name?
I don't know what his name is. I think they're probably preserving his anonymity.
Probably.
I don't know if that picture's actually of him.
Otherwise, he'll get mocked by all the other parrots.
Well, no, I mean, he might have to go into the parrot protection programme.
Do you know what I like? Run, run, or the cat will get you.
That could have just been a parrot talking.
Yeah, it could have just been completely irrelevant.
Saying something that overheard a child
say. He could have seen a little mouse running on the floor and then the cat and gone, oi, mousey, Mickey, run, that cat's going to get you.
What a lovely thought. That's like that it's a parrot that wanted to help people.
I think it probably was.
I don't understand why this drugs gang employed a parrot as opposed to a human to do their sort of lookout work.
Well, I don't think that was the case. I think the parrot was merely a pet and he was coincidentally there.
Yeah, I think the police...
Surely that must be the case.
I think the police are slightly misguided that they're, excuse the pun, putting all their eggs in one basket with this parrot.
Oh, nice pun.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Because of birds' eggs.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's good.
Yeah, don't look so angry.
Oh, no, it was a nice pun.
Anyway, so for those of you who text an email, very much thank you.
What?
Yeah, thank you for texting an email saying you wanted to find out about the drug trafficking parrot. That is, of course, alleged.
Alleged? It's not alleged.
I don't want legal action from this parrot.
From this parrot? This parrot could kick off, couldn't it?
Anyway, it's time for a break, then we'll be back with Carlo, who's going to settle the cool school quiz for this week.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes FM.
We've been joined in the studio by local rapper, okay, Ryan Bra. He writes from his personal experience, and we're going to have a little chat with him. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. It's a miserable day in the haze today, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
Trying to get on a famous talent show, are you not?
I am, yeah. I've applied for Britain's Got Talent. I'm just waiting for the auditions and, you know, hopefully I can get somewhere in there.
When are the auditions this year for that?
I think they're November. I think they're coming up very soon.
Oh, right, so they're coming up quite soon. Then.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
very
I suppose,
soon.
Because it's kind of aired in sort of April.
Yeah, yeah.
Possibly a bit earlier. Yeah.
Harry, you're not going to win it, so don't...
I am! I've applied! It's going to be me and Ryan there on the final night. Please pick me, sir!
Nobody needs to see your erotic dancing.
No, I'm a good erotic dancer.
You what?
I'm a good erotic dancer.
Yeah, okay.
No, I am.
And so you...
34C, and they're real.
Oh, God. So you say you write about personal stuff. I mean,
yeah.
If you don't mind talking about it, is there anything personal in your life that sort of inspired your music?
Well, when I was, about 6 months ago, like I said, I was going through a pretty bad stage at my last school. And I didn't know how to express my feelings. I kept everything bottled up. And I just started writing poems. I mean, I don't know how the music came out of it, but I just thought, you know, write a few poems, put my feelings on pieces of paper. And then from poems, it turned into writing, you know, music, putting it onto a beat. And then when it all started to form together, it sounded good. And I thought, you know, I could make something from this.
Yeah, because rap is sort of evolution of poetry, isn't it?
It is. It's the modern day poetry.
Because a lot of poets, for example, were sort of cutting edge at their time, talking about social ills. Romantic poets, for example, during the Industrial Revolution. Boom, it's History Week in Hillingdon, so that's why I'm whipping that out.
Actually, yeah, no, that's true, actually. I believe Byron used to wear a new Arrowhead, so...
It's slightly different, Harry. You're getting confused.
What? Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
And the album will be coming out soon.
Okay, cool. Well, it's been very nice talking to you, Ryan.
You too.
I would suggest looking at his Facebook page. Check out his music. Also, look out for him on Britain's Got Talent. I'm sure we'll be seeing him very soon.
Most certainly.
Yeah, Harry will just be one of the people on the highlight show. One of those people that
didn't get through.
That are on purely to life.
I know what you're trying to infer, sir, but I'm a very talented young man, and I've had many compliments on my erotic dancing.
Really?
Yes.
Your mum don't count.
And the pertness of the pain. Oh, isn't he funny? He's a laugh a minute, this one, ain't he?
Anyway, we're going to listen to one of Ryan's songs. What's this song called?
This is called IMYV. It's going to be straight into the album, and this is the first release.
Right, okay, cool. Let's have a little listen to this, and then we'll be back with you after the break.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8
Hayes FM. This is the news story first out. Supersized toddler is a 60-kilogram 3-year-old. Desperate mum, Zhao Lin, has begged doctors to help her shrink her supersized toddler, who is already tipping the scales at a massive 60 kilos. 3-year-old Zhao Hao already dwarfs his petite mum. She must be tiny. He's only 3.
So yeah, 60 kilograms is quite heavy.
He can't be like 6 foot tall as well. Like, he doesn't...
I don't know. He does look quite a bit of a... He doesn't look lanky.
He doesn't look
quite tall.
He doesn't look loads bigger than the other children in the picture. So his mum must be well small if she's dwarfed by him.
Maybe the other child is actually his mum and she's just very youthful.
Yeah. Well, let's hope not, because she's about 5.
Yeah.
3-year-old Zhao Hao already dwarfs his petite mum and has been banned by several local... Oh, banned! Poor little guy!
Ban a 3-year-old?
Banned by several local nurseries in Yangshao, southern China, as a health hazard to other youngsters. That's a bit mean. He means
Steady
no harm.
On, guys.
He means no harm. He's just big and likes to play. Hey, aren't we all? I take him swimming for exercise, but it's hard finding trunks to fit him. And even the rubber rings are too small. Sighed his mother. I like the way they emphasise that she sighed that.
Oh,
as she looks sort of sadly out of a window.
Yeah.
Some medics believe he may have a growth hormone disorder, while others say he's a victim of China's little emperor syndrome. I don't even know what that is. So I'm going to rashly jump in and say that already sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
I don't. China's little emperor syndrome, where the families are allowed only one child who is then spoiled rotten by doting relatives. Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're all...
Yeah, they're not all 60 huge. Kilograms at 3, are they? So I don't think that explains it.
He's not just overweight, but very tall as well.
So is he overweight as a result of overfeeding, or is he...
Well, put it this way, Harry. He's not overweight as a result of underfeeding, is he?
No, but... surely he must have some sort of condition that's allowed him to get that large.
You'd think so.
It can't just be eating that many kind of chicken nuggets and chips.
I think those guys who say he's got growth hormone probably right.
I would assume so.
Because I'm a medic, so I'll just get involved in
Oh,
that.
You're a medic. Yeah, just get...
He's not just overweight, but very tall as well. So we may be able to treat him if it really is hormonal. But he cannot remain like this, or his heart will never stand the strain, said Dr. Lu Hong from the Guangdong Children's Hospital. What I would advise you to do, Dr. Lu Hong, is find out very quickly if it is. Because if it's a problem for his heart, don't muck about giving interviews to the newspaper.
Yeah, don't rest on that. Don't go, I've got some filing to do. I'll have a look at that in a bit.
Because they're all just speculating. They're all going, oh, yeah, well, it might be hormonal. Coming in a boozer, then.
Or he might just be a bit of an eater.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do you know the bit that makes me sad, Harry?
What?
Got banned from nurseries.
I think that's so horrible, but I feel really sorry for him.
Yeah, so do I.
And because he's only three, hormonal or not, even if you do have a hormonal condition, if you're not eating anything, you ain't going to get that big, are you?
When you're three...
So that isn't his fault. He hasn't got any control over what he's eating. He's being fed.
When you're three, you just want to run around and then have naps and then just, like, just do stuff like that. Just be a kid.
Yeah. Like, they won't even let him go nursery. What does he do, I wonder?
I feel really bad for him.
So it's his own eating.
I think we've...
Drowning his sorrows. Comfort eating.
Harry, I feel another Facebook campaign coming on.
Oh, let's start another.
Facebook campaign... to get a new Big Brother star reality show which has Katie Vasil and Zhao Hao, the 60-kilogram toddler, in, and everyone's just really nice to them instead of mean, like Big Brother is, okay?
Yeah, it'd be really, really different, wouldn't it? A different take on reality TV. Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes FM.